This is the Blaster Talk Show with Hannah Murray. Blaster Talk Show makes your day amazing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Blaster Talk Show. My name is Hannah Murray, and my guest today is Señorita Sin. She's an amazing vocalist, and she also plays many instruments. So, hi, Señorita Sin, how are you?
Hello, I'm feeling great today, and you?
I'm feeling great and very happy to have you here on Blaster Talk Show.
Very excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. So, can you tell me what's new and what are you working on right now?
Well, my newest release is themed around trusting again and being pleasantly surprised, but also a bit of a forewarning not to play with emotions. You can say it's a little bit cold-hearted.
Okay, nice. And what about your new single, Terms and Conditions? I must say I like it very much, so can you tell me more about this song?
Terms and Conditions, well, it came from the feeling of being cheated. For everyone, that experience is different. It's also about times I felt like I was taken advantage of. Although I'm not the type of girl who likes to play victim or say poor me, there's also themes around being someone who is not to be messed with and being someone who is not easily replaceable.
All right. And are you planning to make a music video for Terms and Conditions, baby?
We did discuss making a music video for Terms and Conditions. I think it just wasn't the right time. The song came out October 30th this year, 2020, and I have some cool plans for it for its one-year anniversary next year. I won't give too much away, but I will say that there should be a music video.
Okay, and how does this current global situation impact your music career? Did you get the chance to have any concerts or maybe local gigs?
Well, I'm definitely a live performer. Unfortunately, these days that makes it a little difficult. I do understand, however, it's important to sacrifice now so we can go back to normal faster. I currently don't have any concerts or local gigs scheduled, but while I'm not on stage, I can focus on things like writing and learning and refining my skill set and what I stand for. Also, I have so many projects and ideas, I'm always kept busy, so it's not too bad.
Okay, and can you tell me what's next for the upcoming months? What are your plans?
Ooh, the upcoming months are pretty hectic. It feels like there's this strange lull right before things are about to explode. I have a few songs in the works. I do have a song hopefully to be released February 1st, but you never know how things go. And I'm thinking possibly a music video as well. That way I can hit the ground running in 2021.
Okay, and what about duets? Are you planning any duets in the future?
Yes, actually, I do I have a duet planned with the talented Just Mike. He's a rapper and a musician I'm lucky to have met through the studio and my label. The song is an expression of being able to be a bad guy or a villain, and I really like to question morality. Also, I do special effects makeup, and the idea of doing some possible terrifying, scary makeup looks really excites me.
All right, sounds nice. Okay, Señorita Sin, now I have a few really random questions for you, so are you ready?
Perfect. My favorite questions are the random ones.
Okay, but before that, we are taking a very short commercial break, so everyone stay with us.
This season is brought to you by Malade Studios, experts in custom lyric video production. Need lyric video? Try before you buy. Malade Studio.
Okay, everyone, we're back. This is Blaster Talk Show. I have amazing Señorita Sin with me, and she's ready for my first random question. So, what's your favorite food?
I would have to say arroz, frijoles, y huevos. It's basically rice with black beans and broth with boiled eggs. My mom made it for us when we were growing up. We're Costa Rican, so we eat a lot of traditional food at home. She would cook the beans for hours. The whole house would smell like cilantro. Brings back a lot of good memories.
All right, homemade food. It's always the best. Okay, so my next question is, are you a cat person or a dog person? And do you have any pets of your own?
That's actually funny. I guess you could say both. I have a very small dog named Storm. She's about 9 pounds and she's a Shorkie, half Shih Tzu, half Yorkie. And other than the barking, you could say that she's basically a cat.
Okay, that's very cute. Okay, so If you had a choice between two superpowers, being invisible or flying, which one would you choose and why?
Ooh, that's a good question. Although there's many times in my life I wish I was invisible, I would say flying, hands down. A bit of a confession, I do not drive yet, I don't have my license, and it would make traveling and cost of traveling just so much easier.
All right, nice. And last but not least, is there something that you would like to say to your fans?
Of course. First, I want to say that it's a very chaotic world right now. Hang in there and find comfort in each other, safely from a distance, of course. It's lonely and we really have to have each other's backs. And I want to say thank you for having my back and supporting me in my musical journey. I make my music for you guys, and I really hope that you guys enjoy the things that I have yet to come.
All right, Señorita Sin, thank you so much for your time. It was great having you here on Blaster Talk Show, and I would really be happy to talk to you again anytime.
Thank you so much for having me, gracias, and I can't wait to work with you guys in the future.
Yes, we're definitely looking forward to it. Okay, everyone, this was Blaster Talk Show. My name is Hannah Marie. My guest today was amazing Señorita Sin. Make sure to check out her music. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned.
Make sure to follow Blaster Magazine on Facebook and Instagram. Would you like to be our guest? Contact our press team today.